Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So now you guys are just laughing and laughing and laughing at me about stuff that I was completely unaware about. And it popped up this weekend. My wife.
Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
My wife was telling me that she couldn't get a hold of some of her friends or whatever because over the weekend they had something called trunk or treat.
Yeah. Yep.
And she tried to explain this to me. And I'm like, wait a second. Halloween is next Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Now this Thursday. And I know not everybody, every township, every city, every municipality, every hamlet, they don't all have Halloween
on Halloween.
On Halloween.
Like Ken doesn't, right?
So,
no.
So
we had trick or treat on Saturday.
Right. So I'm always like, all right, well, everybody gets like two shots at this. They get either Halloween or they can go to the nearby place that does it over the weekend.
Right.
Either way, you're good. No, there is a third opportunity.
Of course there is.
Now, and it's called trunk or treat.
Yeah, this don't say now like it just started happening. This has been happening for decades.
And I had never heard it. I've never heard of it. It's totally new to me. And so is this like how women don't have their birthday? They don't have their birth week. They have their birthday month. Halloween, now you get like five or six opportunities to trick or treat.
Well, I'm never going to complain about more Halloween. I'll tell you that right now. I'm a big fan of Halloween, and I think it's well documented. But yeah, trunk or treat is this thing where basically it happens at. So I, you know what? I've never actually been there, so
this
I can't even tell you.
Well,
I've
only
seen one video. Yeah, please.
This is a parking lot event.
Okay.
This is a local club or maybe a school. I know the Catholic school in our town has one that they do kind of for the community. So you don't necessarily have to be a patron of that church or, you know, a child at that school to participate. I'm so surprised that the Bay Village Men's Club doesn't have a trunk or treat that you have not been a part of. But we talked about it yesterday and you asked me, you didn't understand it. This is an opportunity for people. They take their cars and they park in a parking lot and you do it from the trunk of your car.
Yeah.
That's the trunk portion of trunk or treat. They get to decorate their vehicle. Not only are you showing,
it might as well be
a cruise in, but it's a back end cruise in where your trunk's popped and you fill your thing full of candy and then you decorate your trunk in your Halloween theme.
And it's not, there's no like charity involved or anything like
that.
You
can.
Maybe.
It's just legitimately an easier way to do.
It's really, I think, it's kind of for people in your situation where you have two under two, right? Or one at two and one at one, that I know you're going to take them on your neighborhood block, right? But you're not doing all of Bay Village.
It also might only last like 5 minutes
because
she's petrified.
This is how you get 20 stops in 10 minutes because everybody's lined up car to car. And you don't have to do the big walk because, you know, Izzy will get tired of walking. Or you'll get tired of putting her in the stroller and taking her out or the wagon or whatever vehicle you use.
We have one in Streetsboro. I've only seen one video of it this last year. They have it at City Park. And I mean, the line of people, there's definitely people coming from other towns to this trunk or treat in our city park because I don't think we have that many kids in the town. And it was down the street because at first, I told you, Mike, one of the town fathers, was like, hey, you guys are going to want to move your football practice over there. Like, trunk or treat, it's a big deal. And we're going, how big is it? And we're going, thank goodness we moved that football practice because it was packed. City Park was packed. Elbow to elbow, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was packed. It's a big deal, Tone. So if you got one over there in Bay Village.
This is amazing. I'm reading a piece right now on Slate. They have trunk or treat makes me cranky, too, but it's here to stay. It says it actually
cranky.
It says if you're over the age of 35 or don't have kids, this might be new to you. But it says the New York Times actually chronicled this in 2006.
Yeah, this has been going on forever. It's also an opportunity. I know a lot of like retirement communities do it that like the are not assisted living places, but the place where you're the active community, they do it. My daughter works at one of those places, and they do it there.
I'm amazed right now. We got to go to the phones. Mike in Akron, go ahead. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, hi, guys. Listen,
I live down in Akron. It was my first time experiencing Trick or Treat this year. I was not ready for the amount of alcohol that these inside of their strollers. They have it in the backpacks with the diapers. They dress their cars up, and when you go inside the car, you have the option of picking out candy or picking out your Jello shots. They kind of go all out, and it's a phenomenal experience for the parents, not just the kids. So it's definitely check it out.
Yeah, awesome, right, Mike.
That.
Thank
Mike
you.
Mike is right about that.
Kenny,
bro.
I did see your social media over the weekend. How many Jello shots were over at the Carmen compound?
Well over 100.
Look, more than that.
Well over 100. Yeah, so it's weird. I did tell people, I was like, when we got the news of Jim, like I didn't say this on the air yet. I told you guys, like, it wasn't until the team had the announcement, it was when I came apart. I totally came apart. And then I did think about Trick or Treat, and I go, well, you're going to have to buck up because you're going as Tony Soprano. You can't be walking around sad with your wig on.
You could be Tony Soprano.
I could have been if I wanted to, I decided, no, you gotta have fun. I'm hosting it, so I got to have some fun here.
I know. It's a tough one, but then you think about, like, if Jim Donovan were here, come on.
Liz, he would love to see me in such a getup because you dress as Tony Soprano, you start doing the lines from it.
It was awesome.
Liz was dressed as Carmella.
I saw the picture, man. It was great.
I was like, yeah, you know what? I like it because she's sexy, even with one pin missing, which is one of the greatest lines I've ever heard.
That's what I was
hoping. Even with the one pin gone.
I was hoping, Liz, what was that? Was that woman like Ukrainian or Russian or whatever?
The one-legged Ukrainian woman.
I was so hoping Liz had that getup, but Carmella was good, too.
You know she's going to go as Carmella. I started putting the fist through the wall. We were yelling at each other. No, I'm kidding.
That was after you put the costumes away.
It was after. Yeah, I got home from trick-or-treat, and I immediately took all that stuff off and put on a hoodie and got the fire going. And that's the way the night went. It was a great outing. Streets Bro does it well.
We do ours traditionally on Halloween, and I do hand out adult favors.
Yeah, you do.
I've done it for a few years now. Beachwood, come on over.
Could you go into detail?
Beachwood Avenue.
No.
I'll be there.
There you go. See?
What's one? Give me one item.
Oh, I go buy the little airplane bottles.
Yep. You get a tub of them things for a cheap price.
I buy a tub of them.
Yeah. Right over there.